In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, I thank you that I'm not like any of these people. I'm younger than they are, I'm smarter than they are, I'm healthier than they are, and I am holier than they are. I am more dedicated to you than anybody else here. Thank you, God. Amen. No amens from the rest of you? Okay, I didn't mean any of that. And I never really pray that way. But that's exactly how the Pharisee in Jesus' story in the gospel prays today. God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. On and on and on he went, all about himself. But in fact, he wasn't really praying to God. Jesus said he prays thus with himself. What that Pharisee did, what I did at the beginning of the sermon today, is in truth no prayer at all. The Pharisee was bragging. He was showing off. He stood there before God telling him what a great and wonderful person he was. He was doing lots of things, but he was not praying. The tax collector, on the other hand, shows us what true prayer actually looks like. He lowers his eyes, not even daring to look up to God. He beats his breast trying to subdue his sinful flesh, and he only has one thing to say: God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Yes, that tax collector talks about himself, but unlike the Pharisee, the tax collector is honest about himself. He does not brag. He does not show off. He does not lie to God about how wonderful he is. He begs. He begs. He begs for mercy. Because he knows what he is, and he knows who he is. He is a sinner. In Jesus' story, it's that tax collector who goes home justified, not the Pharisee. He goes home right with God because he's honest. He's honest with himself, and he is honest with God. He's honest about who he is and what he needs. He is a sinner in need of the mercy of God. That's who you are. It's who I am. Like that tax collector, we are all sinners who stand in great need of the mercy of God. And Jesus promises that those who share that humble honesty with God in their prayers will be blessed. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, he says. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. So, how do you pray? Do you pray more like the Pharisee? Or do you pray more like the tax collector? Do you brag and show off and pray thus with yourself? Or are you humble and honest before the Lord, pleading for His gracious mercy? How do you pray? The truth is, sometimes we all pray more like the Pharisee than the tax collector. Who hasn't thanked God that our problems aren't as bad as someone else's? We thank God that our kids turned out better than the neighbor kids. We thank God that we still have our health and other people don't. We thank God that our memories are still good while other people's memories are failing them. We all need a little more humility in our prayers. So humble yourself. When you pray, admit to God who you really are. Tell Him all the horrible, sinful, reprehensible things you have done. Bow your head in fear of Almighty God. Beat your breast and bring your sinful flesh into submission to the Most Holy God. Tell God who you really are. Let Him know how badly you need His mercy in your life. You won't surprise Him. I promise. God already knows the sins you've done. God knows the sinner that you are. He knows the outrageous thoughts that flow through your mind. He knows the detestable words that come forth from your lips. He knows the inexcusable